Mr. Brandon Miller.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sharp, and good morning to everyone, and a happy feast. Now, on May 25th of this year, America celebrated a federal holiday. This holiday is called Memorial Day. This is a solemn day of remembrance for everyone who has died serving the American Armed Forces. This holiday originally was known as Decoration Day, and it started after the Civil War to honor the Union and Confederate dead. One of the earliest Memorial Day ceremonies was held by free slaves. At the close of the Civil War, freed slaves in Charleston, Virginia, honored fallen Union soldiers. I found it interesting that there is an annual event that asks Americans, wherever they are at 3 p.m. locally, to pause for a duration of 1 minute to remember those that have died in the military service. I don't know, maybe some of us may have caught this year, they really put an emphasis and focus on remembering and memorializing those possibly over 3,000 individuals that had died during the events of 9/11. So that was a good memorial in remembrance of that event. Now, there is this particular day has been celebrated since 1865. Now, there is a somewhat similar day of memorial and remembrance that has been celebrated for over 2,000 years. This day is known biblically as the Feast of Trumpets. So today we will briefly explain how Memorial Day is a day of remembrance, but not only of things that happened in the past, but also it can remind us of things that will happen in the future. We will also briefly explore some of the examples of blowing of trumpets in the Bible, kind of to refresh our memories and refresh the meanings and purposes of blowing of the trumpets. Now, in Leviticus chapter 23, scripture begins describing the feast of the Lord, and it's interesting that the Feast of Trumpets is right in the middle of God's holy days. There are three festivals before it and also three festivals after it, tying in the last day as well. Now let's turn to Leviticus chapter 23 and start at verse 23. Leviticus 23 and verse 23. It reads, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord." Now, kind of at first glance, the Feast of Trumpets might seem like there's not much going on. There's no sacrificing of animals, no fasting, no pilgrimage to a foreign land for multiple days. It may seem like it's just an assembly with a giving, you know, an offering. But there's so much more to this holy day. Now, in verse 24, it mentions a memorial of blowing of trumpets. So trumpets have a connection to a memorial. And we just kind of briefly described the nation America's Memorial Day that we observe, memorialize and remember events of the past. So now today, as we are having this memorial of blowing of trumpets, there are many things written in scripture that we can memorialize and remember. For example, ask yourself, is there a special event that happened in the past that is connected to blowing of trumpets? Well, yes, there are several. There are many, you know, examples that are connected to blowing of trumpets in scripture. If we can think back to the time frame of the Exodus right before the listing of the Ten Commandments that were given to Moses, in chapter 19 of Exodus, Moses goes up to speak with God on the mountain, and it says that the people had made themselves ready to meet God, And let's kind of pick up that story in Exodus chapter 19. If we can find Exodus chapter 19, and I will start at verse 16. And it reads, "Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain. And the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke on a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up." So we see, you know, Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God. God came down and required Moses to go up to meet him at the top of the mountain. And I believe that it's describing God's voice, or kind of comparing it to be like a blast from a trumpet. Now, this event was so big to the people of Israel and should be big to us today that this is really something that can be memorialized or remembered, this particular event. This may be a key aspect of the day of Feast of Trumpets being a memorial. The sound of the trumpet is connected with God coming down to the mountain to meet with the people. Remember in Leviticus 23, we read that today is a memorial of blowing of trumpets. Now, in the beginning of Numbers chapter 10, it talks about two silver trumpets. And when you read it through the verses, you can kind of see that these trumpets were more of ceremonial trumpets and not like the shofar that we can read about in earlier books. As you read down, kind of maybe getting to verse 9, it talks about sound the alarm with the trumpet and be saved from your enemies. You know, and continuing through the verses, it describes certain other uses of the trumpets and what they were for. So the blowing of trumpets sent a message to the people, and when they heard it, it would communicate something to them. For example, one blowing of the trump meant that the leaders of the tribes were to get together and meet. Two blowing of the trumpets meant that everyone, you know, all the tribes were to get together. There were certain sounds that they would blast from the horns when it meant time to go to war or get ready for battle. And trumpets were used in multiple ways to communicate. Now, the Feast of Trumpets should send many messages to the followers of Christ today. A message that this world, its ways, its system and societies, even our civilizations and mankind's rule will come to an end. It should sound off to us that we have something amazing in our futures to look forward to, and we can really put all of our faith into it. There is also a prophetic aspect to this day, the Feast of Trumpets, that should remind us that this world will change and that we need to get ready for its return. Certainly, with everything that's going on in the world today, this Feast of Trumpets should cause us to remember that if mankind is left up to itself, we would eventually destroy ourselves and everything in the planet with us. So this day definitely should cause us to remember that we need God's intervention in our lives. God has to step in because mankind doesn't know how to fix mankind. Now, we saw how a memorial can have an historic aspect by looking at events in the Exodus. Now let's take a look to a future aspect that has a connection with blowing of trumpets. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And let's start at verse 50. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must be put in corruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So at the last sound of the trumpet, we have God intervening, and we have the resurrection of his people and the returning of Christ. This definitely should be something, should be a remembrance to us all that this will happen in the future. It's guaranteed. Now imagine just the end of death, the end of suffering, and the end of that great tribulation that will be going on at that time. This feast should remind and comfort us that God will come and save his people and establish his kingdom here on earth. The loud blast of the trumpet will announce and communicate that message that his kingdom is here, and that the kingdom of this world have become the kingdoms of the Lord and his Christ. Now, to conclude, all of these events from the past and events that will happen in the future connect the Feast of Trumpets to a memorial and a day of remembrance. This day should remind us that we have to be tuned in to the trumpet sounds that God may be trying to communicate to us now. There may be sounds of warning, sounds of preparation, sounds of war, sounds of get ready. We just need to be in tune spiritually so that we are able to, you know, receive and understand the messages. We must also ask ourselves a question about the people of Israel. Do you think they were ready to meet God that day with Moses on the mountain? It says that they were in fear. So we must repent and pray that God can increase his Holy Spirit in us so that we are spiritually ready to meet him at his coming. And this day is a reminder and a memorial of all these things. May God continue to bless us all, and happy Feast of Trumpets.